Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Psychic Jethro, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. Tonight is going to be a very special night. We have an extremely gifted superstar guest, Deborah Ann Jacobs, intuitive light coach. She works with Dragon Energy Archangel Michael. We're going to be able to speak with Deborah in just a moment here. She has a very professional life, over 30 years of working with in her intuitive life, and she's been as a coach and other very positive extremities. Deborah has studied and worked with, is known with the dragon energy, which she has is a major part of her spiritual. She has very strong abilities and energies we're going to be able to find out tonight here and in just a moment with Deborah. Just a lot of those uniqueness that makes Deborah the one she is. We want to thank her for coming on Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro. I want to thank all of you tonight because we obviously are having the phone go off the wall. 773-897-6461 is full. So please, any of you who are trying to get in, this is just a one-hour show. So we welcome all of you that are listening into the show. And we will obviously be able to get with the people that we can tonight. As I said, this is Psyche Jethro and Deborah. I want to thank you for joining us on such a short notice on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I am awesome. I'm very excited.
Thank you. We're excited. I was so impressed when looking at your biography and the work, and a person who very much always believed in the dragons and had a lot of work with it. I know of a lot of master Reiki practitioners who use dragon work, and I've seen some very intense with my metaphysical gift of people with dragons. You can feel you have a lot of energy there. Was this? Can you enlighten us a little bit, Deborah, on exactly how all that took place?
Well, as you know, since you were looking at my information, I've been working or talking to Archangel Michael since I was 6. And probably around 9 years old, he started showing me the dragons. And I got to look out into the skies. Instead of watching birds like most kids, I would be watching dragons and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got introduced to it.
That's very excellent, Deborah. And I really was just so excited when we had, like I said, short notice we got with Deborah. She said she'd come on tonight. And those of you who are new to this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We welcome all of you to sit back, relax, enjoy, have yourself a great time. And we were fortunate to get, like I said, a very special guest star. And Deborah, as you were saying here, at the age of 6 of seeing with the dragons, we all know that the dragon has different abilities and is able to do work. I have seen, like I said, with people doing with health energies with it. Working with someone, I would think this would be something that would be very fast. I mean, when you're working with someone, Deborah, do the dragons basically help achieve this with you? Are they there helping guide the work? Or as you said, Michael talks right to you. Obviously, St. Michael and you are working right towards the individual himself. Can you let us know here a little bit?
Well, when I'm in sessions with people, and I do, although I am psychic, I don't consider myself a psychic, and you understand the difference, because
mm-hmm.
You're the same way as that I am about it. And so when I'm working with somebody doing a reading or a session with them, what the dragon energy or what the dragon, and I strictly have been working with a golden dragon, for a very long time, which is my birth dragon essence, and everybody has a different colored dragon that they sort of come in with. It's like angels, around them. And what the dragons do with me is they show me the 72 pleats of time that are going on all at the same time. So in the moment or heartbeat or breath that you change your intention, it shifts to in and out of these different dimensions, and which is very confusing to people. So here's my easy terminology or visualization for the same thing. You're landing at LAX airport or any major airport you've ever been at. Your intention is to land at the airport and have the smoothest, most comfortable landing as possible, right? Well, you have 72 that you can pick from. Some are under construction, some are out of order, some have just been newly paved. And so in working with me in a session, basically what the dragons and Michael and I try to show you is which one to pick. That's going to be the last bumps.
Very excellent. That makes a lot of sense. And I have done a lot of work with Michael on the protections, and I just really feel very welcomed. You can all tell tonight we're having a lot of energy. I was really impressed that as I was trying to get in, I always have Blog Talk do it all it can to make my life crazy, no matter what time I start to sign in. As we were going in tonight, you could feel the whole energy. I say we, but me and my guys. And here's Deborah working with the energy of Michael's protections, and I want to thank you, Deborah. We can also tell and feel with the energy, all of you that are listening into the room. room, the whole different vibration is completely, yes, exactly as you're saying, different levels, different with the work. I have, for a while, had worked and had a really good experience with, I noticed that when I would work with the Reiki person, that they, I would see the different colors of the scales, the energy, and the dragon that they had utilized, the emphasis, working within the room.
Was it a lot of blue-green energy?
Yes, and like real pretty lavender or like a purple, real pretty. And it seemed to be moving through the area. I would laugh because, you know, of its size, I was really impressed that it was so agile.
Yeah, the healing dragons are blues. They're all different shades of blues, turquoises to deep blues. And the blue dragons actually... that's their job, is to heal the planet, heal people. So you'll find that a lot of people doing this type of work don't understand why, but they may see blue coming out of their hands, or somebody I was talking to yesterday said that, you know, she could kind of see this blue gold dust, you know, and that's that dragon energy. To work with a golden dragon, and the yellow golden realm of colors are the protectors and the keepers of the truth. And so you'll find a lot of them in things like journalism and teachers and, you know, all kinds of things like that. So it's really interesting for me bringing this out into the public, as I told you when I first said I'd do the show, is I've just gone basically public. I was a closet psychic, so to speak, for 30 years and only worked by clients by referral. And I am just fascinated with how many people really have been touched by dragon magic and have always been interested in it, but there's nothing really been out there before.
I agree very much, and I love the fact, as you said, you know, this is something we're seeing a lot. Those of you who are new to these shows, I've just recently in the last year really came out on the radio shows, but just exactly as we were talking here, a lot of different people are very much the same boat that me and Deborah are, that they were pretty much out there doing all this, doing it referrals. We've also had a big calling, as the guides were telling us and other people, to put this out there now as we are like this, doing the work, and I love what the angels are telling me with this. That's part of it, is now so that people are ready for the dragons, because I know that when I mean, I'm talking as early as back in the 1990s, if you were to be discussing this, people were just like, yeah, right, and they would have politely let me and Deborah know that we were really out of line. We were speaking of things that, you know, we weren't really entitled to do. I had people even correct me, like I said back then, of, you know, what are you doing? And it's like, the company of the world's ready for it. A lot of you that are listening in to the chat room, I see a lot of our regulars and friends all welcoming and just so happy, going, you know, this is so cool. Well, this is the great part of the 2012, you know, is that Deborah and me can both talk about this. And what, like Deborah was saying, Deborah, you're a very gifted individual in the fact that, you know, a lot of people have levels that we call, like in metaphysical, that go to the level. You obviously were gifted to be at the age of 6 doing this. Mine started for me as I was born with the gift, that really it was more or less around 6 is when I drowned and came back. And I think that it obviously enhanced.
That'll do it. That'll throw you right out there, won't it?
It will throw you out there. And what it also really strengthened it is, I saw this with a lot of other friends and individuals, is even, you know, today we talk metaphysical. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I can talk this subject with only a few. Tonight we're talking it over the radio with all of you. And it's just, I was so impressed when, you know, Deborah just said, basically, she just said there, she was pretty much what we call a solitary practitioner. Not in the fact that she didn't have a group to need it, also that she was very gifted and out doing this word of mouth. I have had the biggest, funnest experience with the world now, that when you talk like that and they say, well, we just heard of you in a year. Just like she said, I've been doing it for 30 years. The really excellent thing about it is it's more impact and what you really look for. We used to have, and someday I'm going to have a book on it, how to find yourself the really intense psychic, how to find yourself a dragon, what we would call a master or worker in Deborah's case, has achieved this. If she's so gifted, here she was like, you know, it was through word of mouth. You're welcome. You're very
gifted. Well, I think that with all of the dimensions and the energies pulling everything so much closer together, I don't know about you, but I didn't really feel like I had an option. It was like Michael would say, you know, it's time. It's time to do this work on a bigger scale. And then the opportunity came up for me to be a reader on ShirleyMacLaine.com, which is the only way you can book a reading with me is through her website. And, you know, it puts you out there. And, you know, I don't think we have a choice right now. I think that it is time for this to be the norm instead of everything else.
I love that, and I agree. And you know, it's like, you know, it is the times, it is the changing, and predicted by us psychics, you know, living in Sedona and a couple of areas I've lived, you know, that we'd laugh because they were the frontiers, the new movers. And we look at, I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, when they hit Sedona, and I say the individuals who opened a lot of the stores there, and a good one is Crystal Castle, where I worked, you know, frontiers of moving into this area and going, here we are. People back then were going, you're going to what?
When did you work there? I didn't know that.
Yes.
When did you work there?
2010 into 2011. Yeah, it was recent.
That's where I know you from in person. I knew it. When you have these connections, mm-hmm. and it's like, I know that voice. I know that voice. I know that voice. And I was trying, you know, I've been sitting here with Michael trying to put it together. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm having so much fun.
No, thank you. I am too. I wondered if you knew this. All of you guys all understand that we came together on a connection through the internet, and I had heard of it. And obviously, you know, we've talked through our experiences and our things, but also did know, and I'm glad, Deborah, yes. And it's really unique. When what I love with the guys is they do put different ones of us together for different reasons. One of the things, remember when they used to have what we call the sacred wheel there? Any of you guys want to look it up, you'll find it on the computer. It was there with basically Native Americans that had the sacred wheel there, left it there in Sedona. People found it, worked with it, put the sacred wheel behind Old Crystal Castle, and everyone would go there for metaphysical, pretty much any cycle, any moon, any time there was an energy. There was a lot of sacred circle done there. And
the drummings were amazing.
The drumming.
Wasn't there drummings? Didn't they have drumming circles?
Very much, yes, very much.
Yeah.
And I was the Tuesday gentleman. I was a Tuesday teacher, as you want to call it. That was me, yep.
I only lived there for 9 months, but it was right then when you were working there. And then, as you were saying before, because I get sidetracked, Michael will take me almost any place really quickly. But, you know, these... what I call our founding fathers and mothers, you know, that stepped out there to ridicule and everything in the public eye, really opened the door for us to be able to step out now and not care about the ridicule.
Very true. And just like we were saying, you know, with the whole ability of this is where word and reference is. And what I'm phenomenal and I've discovered about the exciting thing about it is that, you know, it is such a small world. I mean, I was already and heard about you, knew of you. You were there a short time. Everyone's like, wait a minute, you know, Sedona's a little town. No, quite the opposite. If you guys will look, there's three towns there. I mean, there's Oak Creek and there's other places there. There we call Uptown Sedona, Downtown Sedona. There's West Sedona. When you add all of it together, there's a lot going on in that area, but obviously the guys have done this. And Deborah, I have some people already asking. We're going to go to the phones. You guys, quit being pushy. You know, I am sharing, but we're there. A lot of people with their hands up and having a little fit. The phones are jammed. Actually, they're full. And we thank everybody that's called in tonight. But what I want to welcome everyone is you'll get your little chance to talk with Deborah for our show. What I was going to ask you really quickly, Deborah, is do you realize? I mean, through the years that we've all worked with the different abilities, how much, like, you know, you were just saying how much it's grown. How else, now we use the internet, but how would they get a hold of us? We were always word of mouth and it always went out. It seems like the dragons were already telling the world about us before. I mean, it was like, I feel like the energy and the psychics. I remember I started reading in the Rocky Mountains, and I never remember not having people in other states. It never occurred to me of the internet. Now, here we all are on the internet. Look at you. I mean, always on the internet.
Yeah.
No, you're very
well,
good.
Well, you know, and the dragon energy moves faster. So dragons love things like the internet, because anything that can move that fast and communicate and that knowledge together and wrap it up so nicely, dragons love. I mean, you gotta think before technology. There were very few practitioners of dragon energy, at least the type that I work with, because the only way to even know it was at that time to study the ancient druid ways. And now all you got to do is get on and Google, you know.
True. It's very true. We're going to go ahead and go to the phones. We welcome all of you. I know you're all excited. We've had a lot of questions, and we'll get to those as we go with this. I'm just very excited. And thank you, Deborah, for joining us on Psychics Gone Wild. 613, you're our first telephone person to speak live with Deborah Ann Jacobs. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
What's your question?
I'm just wondering if you see Cameron and I communicating again.
Well, there's got to be something else to this, because Michael says that not in the physical world. So is there something you aren't saying that you don't feel comfortable saying on the radio, or?
What do you mean not in the physical?
Like not on this physical plane. I feel that's a no.
Okay. Like I don't know. Okay. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is this somebody you broke up with? Is it a family member that passed over? You know, Michael says he knows a lot of things, but there's a whole lot going on the planet. So you got to be a little more specific.
Somebody that, I haven't spoke with in a while.
Yeah, Michael's just saying the blanket answer is no.
Okay.
Now, you have to figure out what your intention is around that. You remember, there's 72 pleats of time going on at the same time. So in any point in time that you shift your intention, and let's say you decide to contact this person, well, then that's going to be an inaccurate answer, right? But if you're waiting for this person to contact you, I don't think that's going to happen.
Should I contact them, or will they be receptive to me if I contact them?
Yes, is what I'm hearing. Well, yeah, there's history, right?
Yeah.
There's some history there. And so you have to put your pride and ego aside. But Michael says the main thing, before you make any contact, please understand and know what your intention is of reconnecting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't really have one and you're just hoping something maybe kind of manifests here or there, then no, it'll be a disaster. You have to be absolutely clear in your intention. And so, I mean, that's up to you. One of the things that I try to do when I work with people is teach you all to have your own answers and get your own answers and how to get those and how to speak to spirit. Because really, I can't do anything you can't do. I just have practiced for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So in your spirit sense, Michael's telling me that if you turn into spirit and you ask the question differently, do I want to have contact with this person? I think you're going to hear no.
Okay.
Okay, so that, you know, check and see what your intention is around it. And then ask spirit that lives in your heart, your own spirit, not great spirit, and you'll hear a yes or no. But if you do want to have contact, you're going to have to initiate it, okay?
Okay. Do you see anything else there, or?
Well, you know, the dragon energy is showing me that you've come to a Y in the road, and the universe keeps nudging you up to making a decision, and you have not made a decision of what it is you actually want. So you need to, it's time. You're at the intersection. Decide what it is you want for the rest of your life. Choose it, set your intention, and go. Don't stand there going, should I go right or should I go left? Maybe I should go right, but if I go left, this will be, and maybe if I go right, you know, you can't do that anymore. Not Jethro knows this. So with the energies that are on this planet now, since we've made the transition, there is no, don't know what I'm doing. You just make a decision and go.
Okay. Yep.
I hope that helped.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We welcome you, all of you callers. And Deborah, I'm just so excited. Here you are with us already. You know, and we've gotten it going in. We've got a lot of people going, hello. And we're getting just massive questions about how is she doing it? Well, you guys, you've got to read a little bit. I'm going to tease you. If you look at the front up here, you know, Deborah Ann Jacobs, not only an intuitive coach, also working with Archangel Michael at the age of 6, began to, you know, Michael talks with her and has basically speaks directly to Deborah as a channel. I don't channel.
And just to clarify that, because I know a lot of really great channels and have experienced a lot of great channels, and at times I may channel something here and there, but Michael talks to me just like you're talking to me.
Oh, excellent. Oh, no, okay,
it's,
you know, very good.
It's bizarre, but it's the way it is, and sometimes he actually will show up physically. If, like, somebody's not getting the point of what he's saying, he will show himself to me physically, you know, with his sword out and wings out going, you know, I'm a warrior. But if they want to find out more about me, they could go. Before I talked to you, I didn't have my website up yet, and I now do, and it's readings by Devra, DEVRA.com.
You know, thank you, and very much. And I'm, you know, I'm glad because I have so much. You're just very amazing. And what I was really impressed is we were just starting here with the. You're welcome. And then we were starting here with the people on the phone and the other audiences. A lot of you, I know that you guys are just. We have a lot of people just flabbergasted. They're trying to put the two together. And, you know, as Deborah's been enlightening you, and like she just said, she just speaks and talks with him just like we are here working with the energy. I welcome all of you that are calling and writing in to, you know, check out Deborah's site. Do check with us. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we obviously tonight are having a very excellent night. I know there's been a lot of technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. And as we were discussing, if you ever miss on or get kicked off the buttons with the 773, please just call back, or even better, listen to the archives. Catch us on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Or as Deborah was saying on her website, you'll never miss one thing with us on this is we're not hiding from you. It's Blog Talk, and it's just an ornery setup. And I tease about this. All of you know from MixTalk.com, Roku, I'm on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. You know, we have, I found out because I teased of it, Blog Talk's crazy followed me over there, and we had me kicked off and on 3 times Tuesday night, right back, and we just kept right on going. So all of you guys know, we're here for you. I do laugh. I've had a lot of emails. Some of the emails that I've been getting recently is, what are you doing to those buttons? Well, I'm not playing with the phones, believe me. I like to be silly. Everyone knows Psychic Jethro. Now, if it's the fridge and the fridge light, you'll have a problem. My head is in there. But it's not the phones that are silly. 239, you're one of the lucky ones to get to speak to Psychic Jethro and Deborah tonight on Psychic's Phone Live.
Thank you so much. I couldn't do this without you, Jethro. I didn't know you drowned. I drowned when I was 4. I was in arms ages when I was 4, and for some strange reason, at 4 years old, I could go, 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 yeah, I'll go back, and I'll go back.
What is your name, and can you turn your computer volume down a little bit?
I don't have a computer. It's a phone.
Okay.
I don't know. I might lose you if I try to turn anything down.
Okay, don't.
What is your name? I'm Diana. I'm in California. Been on a light working journey for a year, and I'm getting ready to set myself and just go straight to what I've been going all around for. But, you know, I get told. I woke up in the morning last night, 4 o'clock, time to do the violet flame. You know, I've seen blue for a long time and worked with Archangel Michael for a long time. And now I've done a lot of violet flame, and I anchor in the energies. I bring down stardom. So I don't know if you know what that means. But my question was similar to the first one. Okay, I'm going to go that way because she gave me a hint. Okay, I went up the powwow I was at last week. They taught me I could shape shift, but I don't know. I'm not doing everything I can do. So I got into a fox. I did astral project. What did I do? And I could see through the fox's eyes. I was a fox. I went to my past life man that I have tried to wash out of my sword with electric water from Headwaters of Sacramento twice. As soon as I get out as an animal, I go straight to him, and I'm walking all around his head, and he knows I'm there. What is it about us? Why are we going back to past life? Is he, okay, is Dennis going to be in my life this life?
Yes. Michael says, you know, one of the things that you, and really the only thing that he cares about with anybody getting past life information is that it's time to let go of the past. And so for a lot of people, it's bringing that information up just to remind us that we have soul family we're incarnating with and supposed to be connecting with. And this is a soul connection for you.
Answer
is yes.
I've tried and tried and tried to get it out of my system because he ended up marrying someone for money after he knew he could have had me for love. And so we just didn't get together, but we could have got together, but I chose stupidly.
Well, Michael says, keep in mind there's a difference between soul connection and having relationships where you have lessons and having relationships when you get in the way of someone else's lessons. And he says that this person is not one of your soulmates. It's simply soul family. And, you may very well see him again, but you're not supposed to be together. Love, hot, wonderful kind of relationship. You also want to remember, see, this is something that I think has gotten really messed up, and Michael hates it, that over the last 10 years especially, to sell books, there's been so many people saying, oh, you have a twin flame. That's not true. It was not God's or Creator's evil plan to put you on one place in the world and stick your twin flame somewhere else and sit back and laugh and say, oh, I hope you find each other. It's just not a truism. So start opening your heart for what it is you do want in your life instead of what you don't want again in your life, and don't count on it coming from the same person.
Well,
and then you'll draw a lot of soulmates in.
I let him go several times, but we have like an etheric thing, spiritual warfare thing, that we can both do the same. We're both Scots-Irish Indian. We pretty much even look alike. I look like a
daughter.
But
you're soul family.
So we are soul family, but
you're
as
soul
far
family.
As meaning, so it doesn't have to be a passionate love affair. Thank goodness.
Yeah. All right, Michael
so that's
says preferably not.
Well, especially if you saw what we look like now, we're both almost 60.
Age does not matter. Age is a human-made thing. Time is a human-made thing.
True.
So it was really good to talk to you. And I know there's so many people waiting that Michael's sort of going, let's do rapid-fire answers.
I just had to bring you some joy. Okay.
You did.
See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for being out there. And she's our little reporter. We call her out there doing her little wildlife on the path in California. Stay safe, Diane. Stay safe, Diane. 575, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. We welcome you to the evening with Deborah Ann Jacobs. How are you, 575?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. What's your question?
I just wanted to get a general reading from Archangel Michael.
He says, that's a big, wide-open thing here. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Okay, well, I just have a couple of stressful weeks coming up, and just was curious if, what was going to happen as far as work-related and family-related.
He says, okay, let's go after work. You're trying to get a promotion. Yes. And you will get it as long as you understand you need it. You need to be at cause, not at effect. So don't wait for them to contact you. Make sure you do your follow-up.
Okay.
And then, yeah, absolutely. I think the only person who doesn't understand how special you are is you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so start, you know, I don't care if you stand in front of a mirror, start standing there going, I'm worth it, I appreciate it, I'm grateful for it, thank you.
Okay.
And actually, the whole family relationship stuff, too, is all based on the same thing. Once you claim your power and know that you are worthy of having everything you desire because you are in creation of this lifetime, you'll do great. The relationship stuff, too.
Well, great. Well, I appreciate it.
But if you keep putting – Michael's showing me if you keep doing the turtle and the shell thing, then no. So you better step into your power, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome.
Bye.
Boy, this really does sound psychic, like psychic gone wild, huh?
It is, but you're doing well. We have had a lot of experience tonight, and I laugh at all of you guys. I do love the fact that, you know, you guys ask for them, you get them, and Deborah is very much right on and very intense with the work she does do. I do love the fact that tonight we're going through a little bit of energy, and I've had a lot of you tease me about where else are we going with Psychics Gone Wild. Pretty much going wild. That's the whole gist of being there. So I want to tease all of you that have done it. Please, if you do get a chance, you know, it's like tip your audience. Do check out the sites. Check out Deborah's site. Check out my site. Also, those of you who are in on the contest, we've had some really great news. We are working on, right now, we had a request to have Amy Cavanaugh put her signature picture in the Christmas basket. And those of you who are putting in your name, where Psychics Gone Wild is doing that, we're, you know, we're looking, put in, send me right now on your emails at psychicjethroaol.com, any of your choices. Anybody who puts in a receipt copy of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, we will include you also in the contest for an hour-long reading, which has $120 value, plus our Christmas basket, which will be given away the first one, November 1st, includes it's got Healthy Coffee from Ganderma by Kelly. We've got a Destiny reading by Kelly. We've got a half an hour by Aurora Rose reading in there. There's a half an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. And the book, Living in the Psychic Realm, signed edition. We also got the word yesterday that there will be a CD from Linda Irwin. Those of you remember her and her music that she wrote in so well, one of our colleagues and friend in Idaho. She's going to have one of her CDs will be in there, signed by Linda. So
how many gift bags? Gifts are you giving away?
We're looking at doing, they said we'll be doing three this year. I say they, but all of us psychics together. I know these, you know, and we're psychic. You know there's going to be five, so we'll just
go
ahead.
Can I donate something from my other job for you?
Yes, please.
I'm a literary agent. I represent Lynn Andrews, and I would love to add to your basket a copy of her new book, Coming Full Circle.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
For all five of your baskets.
Thank you very much, and thank you, and you know, I'm a fan way back from a long time ago with Lynn Andrews, and very much respect, and I remember the day with, you know, with her and the writings and the, you know, when she first took her journey, and to this day, that is a very honorable gift, and thank you. I accept that, and
You're welcome.
Looking forward to all of you guys that are coming in. You know, we know this is a gift. Deborah, tell me a little bit. I'm going to be really honored here. I'm a fan of Shirley MacLaine. You're also very gifted. Is she as positive and as energy as you see? And have you, did you work with, while being on her line, did you get to any kind of, you know, working with this stuff? This, because you're very gifted. Obviously, she picks the best. Talk to me about this. I'm going to get real juicy now. You got me on my...
Okay. The only thing I can tell you is Shirley is absolutely amazing. She is the force that everybody sees and feels. I only met her once, and I interviewed her when I used to own Mystic Pop magazine. And I don't know if you remember that I owned that magazine, but I did for 9 years. I was the owner editor and interviewed her for the cover of one of the issues. And in person, and she is amazing. And her CEO and I actually became best friends. And when one of their readers had quit last year to do other things, she asked if I would do it, and that's when I decided, probably around 4 or 5 months ago, that it, you know, Michael was right; it was time for me to go public. And so, I've put myself out there, and people can book readings with me through ShirleyMcLean.com. I think I'm under shopping, the psychic readings under shopping. Yeah, that's how that came about. I mean, what better, you know? What better thing could I ask for than to have that kind of a representation or foundation for my work, you know?
Oh, I love it. And I thank you, angels, and St. Michael, and all of the energies of the artists and the ones who brought people like Deborah out of the public. Because I remember in the days when it was like, you know, just to talk about her, Lynn Andrews, the phenomenal ones in this, that's what we had, was to talk about them. You know, now we're seeing this. 2 years ago, when I was in Sedona, we had Sylvia Brown was going through doing her work over there in Tlacopaki. We had other people. Doreen Virtue was in Phoenix. Everybody's going, what is happening? What's happening? And just like she just said, Deborah said, the guide said, come out. So Deborah's out doing what she did. She wasn't exactly hiding. She was working like a wild woman, putting out people like Sanders, yeah, putting out that magazine. Phenomenal work. And I thought I was pretty much up on things and psychic, but that was a phenomenal magazine. And, you know, it's my high hopes that I had a very funny thing today. Everybody, I'm out there. All of you know I'm really promoting living in the psychic realm. You guys send me the receipt. You get in for the way. I had a very thing that I had a person I call, I'm on the phone, each and every one of the stores. I'm like, please, anybody you know of any place will go in and say, I want that book by Psychic Jethro, you know, Living in the Psychic Realm. And the lady made me laugh. She goes, we had one in May. I go, okay. You know, and I was like,
one?
Yeah, thank you. And then she goes, well, we'll go ahead and continue it. And I just laughed. It made me realize the most funniest joke. And she said, I could use this over the show. She said, you know, we sold the book and little did we know, you know, where's your rest of your books? And that's the thing that I want all of you guys to watch and pay attention to. But me and Kay together are writing and putting out more books. We're enjoying right now the fact that we are making these friends. The guides told me to be an interpreter and to work with other people. And here, magically, Deborah come up on my site. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is like, whoa, this is Deborah and Jacob. And you are here, and it's just, I feel so gifted. I feel glad that, like you said, the guys are doing it. And here, you know, she just told you the most funniest thing. You can always tell a really good gifted psychics. We had, look at that, when we had on Joy Harjo on the show, very modest Native American lady. She just politely let us know, yeah, she had a few CDs out there, and she was kind of working on this. And then we expressed, yeah, she's won the NAMI. She's had 7 academies. She's won. That's like her. I'm in the shopping section. I'm only obviously one of the best psychics and gifted dragon workers there is. But they threw me over in shopping because it's light. Don't let the metaphysical scare you too much, people. So I just want to laugh. I was so grateful. And we'll get with you 239. You're the next lucky person to get to talk on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello?
Hello? I think she's been on hold too long.
I think she forgot us. 239, would you like to say anything?
Hello.
I guess 239 has obviously went to party, and when you do go to party, that is a fun thing to do, but please don't leave us waiting. I've divorced. I'm kidding. You guys know. I'm joking. Everyone knows Psychic Jethro's had a silly sense of humor.
She'll be so upset when she comes back to the phone.
You were one of the few tonight who got in on Saturday with limited time and little energies. We just winged it. As they say, the show must go on, and they threw these two psychics on the stage together to go, here we go, and that's what we're doing. One of the lucky ones now that gets to talk to Deborah Ann Jacobs and Psychic Jethro is 717. Hello, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Jethro. How are you? This is Corrine in Pennsylvania once again.
Corrine, you are now grounded from the phone when you run people off just so you can be ahead of them. No more magic will be done.
Actually, I'm not trying any of that. I guess Spirit wanted me to get in and speak with Deborah Ann.
I love your energy. I see this huge white crystal behind you.
Oh, thank you so
much.
And actually, we share the same last name.
Oh, really? That's great. Relatives.
Yeah.
You gotta love the relatives, you know?
That's true.
I have relatives all over the world that I have never met, well, never know. It's kind of like my family were the black sheep that disappeared to the West Coast, to San Francisco.
My husband says the same thing.
That's great. So what's your question?
Actually, I do believe that Archangel Michael is around me quite a bit, and I wanted to know if there was any messages that he has for me at this time.
Michael's so funny because he, you know, anybody who says he's real fluffy and light because he's an angel doesn't deal with my Michael. My Michael's more like John Travolta was in the movie. He's so sarcastic. He's well, of course I'm there. And you notice me, but he wants to know why you don't, why aren't you working with your angel cards anymore?
Ah, okay. Okay. Obviously I need to.
Yeah, so if you want to draw them in, and he says it's more than just him. I mean, Gabe is around all the time too. And Gabe has been there through a lot of your health stuff. So it makes them feel really good if you pull out your cards and you start pulling one a day again so they know you're listening.
I see.
Yeah.
Very good. Ah,
and I love your crystal. I mean, your crystal is just, I mean, it's like the Rock of Gibraltar standing behind you, which, are you a healer or a psychic or?
A little bit of both, and I also work with the angels on a regular basis. You can ask Jethro.
Yeah.
Very gifted
person.
Yeah,
I see, like, art. Are you doing?
No, I'm not very artistic myself.
Michael says that's what you were told, but you're actually not. He wants you to start investigating more of your artistic side. Because you are very gifted and the angels are all around you. And there's this just awesome orange golden dragon flying above your crystal.
Wow.
So, yeah. You got a lot of power there, honey.
Thank you. Yeah. True. Very true. And I think Deborah just said it the best. We've had a lot of guests, a lot of people, and Corrine's one of our friends and family coming, I consider, with ours on our shows, and started out with me on Blog Talk last year, and another friend, and you guys all know our phenomenal Thursday night Aurora Rose, and very good person. And look at that. I just love what you said, Deborah. I think we need to document that. That's going to go down as a Deborah expression, but that was just really accurate and very true. I've had a lot of people through the shows that we've had try to describe especially Corrine's ability and different energies and a lot of our regulars, and I just love the fact, you know, that we've been trying to encourage you, Corrine, that we do feel that when we do our health corner and stuff, you should help contribute. You and Kelly is a Reiki master, and you two together with your angel work and should do a little bit of a show where we case out some of the stones and talk about the healing abilities and some of the extra work that's done there.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely love to do that because I am a Reiki too. I'm not a master yet. I'm still working on that because you have to be into it for a minimum of a year in order to become a master. So
yeah, Michael says actually the other thing you need to add to that is learn about doing aura balancing.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Aura balancing. Yeah. I am not familiar
balancing.
With that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a technique
balancing
of
or bouncing?
Balancing. It's a technique where you work through the body to balance somebody's aura because, you know, people get out of whack and then it creates physical problems with, you know, back pain or hip pain or knee pain or depending on, you know, and aura balancing work does really well with Reiki work because you actually are going through the chakras the same way, but you're aligning it when you get done doing somebody's aura balancing. It's like everything is flowing again, so they're getting the right circulation in their body and all that. Yeah,
wow,
check into
that,
it.
I definitely will do that because that is right up my alley.
Yes, many angels love playing in the colors of auras, so...
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your time, and thank you, Archangel Michael.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we're going into one of those little bit of our fun energies that we've been having with a lot of our people that are writing through the emails. I really love the fact that tonight you guys in the chat room have went a little crazy. So what I've only got is a few questions because we've got quite a few of you in there, I think, that are a little onier than get out. I don't know what happened to Ann Nancy. I don't even know who Ann Nancy is. I am psychic, but I really want to thank you. I do have a lot of people that I read for. If this is someone that I do know or have read for, you know, please always, I encourage you guys, especially when we're doing this show, you, like she just said, that's a broad spectrum. You got to give me a little more to go on. I do know that a lot of times people will really, I love all of you and encourage us, but if you look at a normal day for Psyche Jethro and how many people I read, I've been teased that, you know, when you're reading and you're focused and you're in with the guide work, it happens so quick. So, you know, please, when you want to know or you've got one with it, I thank you and I welcome you. Do encourage you guys to go on the site. One thing I am doing this is I brought back, you guys asked for a little bit lighter amounts, tease me about my readings. I do encourage you with the email readings. I am doing that. It's a one-page email. I also love the fact that, you know, we've had a lot of positive asking for extra times and different ones on. We are going to be including back some new things that we brought in. We have the special guest on Psyche's Gone Wild, and I really want to tease you, but I have no idea who that person is right now. I just got to tease you. I don't know what to say. I want it. But I also had a really good question here on, you know, seeing the dragons. Have you ever rode a dragon, Deborah?
I've become a dragon in shape-shifting work, which, so nobody freaks out on that's listening. In dream work, I can actually convert into my dragon self and go flying and meet up with other dragons that I know in the dream state and in dream work. It's great.
I feel it. I feel the energy and very gifted, very powerful. And I do know those of you who are, you know, listening in for the first times, you know, this is the fun about Psychic Sun. Well, this is what Psychic Learning Connection was. We are putting out those words and those things to have you guys do a little more intensive. And we do have different topics. Always encourage you to catch your psychic later. Have a session. Talk with Deborah. I know a lot of you guys that when we first started this show a good almost a year ago, were really amazed that we were talking and discussing like this. If this scares you, well, then, you know, what they do on TV, turn the channel, because this is the real part, and that's what Psyche's Gone Wild is we are out there. I applaud in Deborah's answer, because those of you who really understand what we're saying here is going, I love a couple of you who wrote me, they're asking Deborah if she does classes and does she do a lot of places, could they be able to, what they're asking is, could they get a hold of you sometime and have you maybe speak for some of their classes, and what would be, how far you would go, you know, to, like, for how big a class?
If they want to ask me anything along those lines, they can email me at Devra, D-E-V, as in Victor, R-A, at ShirleyMcLean.com. I am putting together some things. In 2013, I want to do quite a bit of traveling, and I'm doing, creating a speaking class called How to Tap Your Inner Dragon. And then also, I don't know if you know who Peter Tung is from Canada, but he is very into dragons and alchemy, and he and I are putting together in September a dragon energy tour to Ireland, Wales, and Scotland to go to all of the places like Merlin's Cave where the dragon's eggs were kept and everything. So there'll be more of that on that coming up on my website soon.
Excellent. I've got to ask you again. I thank you for giving us the five books for the baskets. It's very good. With Lynn Andrews, when did you start doing this? Talk to me. Give me some of the scoop.
When I sold the magazine 6 years ago, my mother was very ill, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next to make a living while I helped take care of my parents. And Ariel Ford, who is a very good friend of mine, who I knew through owning the magazine, you know, Debbie Ford's sister, she was and is a very famous agent. And she said, well, Deborah, why don't you just become an agent? And so I thought, well, what the heck? And I believe in transition that fast, like instant transition for career. And so I just put out an email saying, I'm thinking about being an agent. Any feedback? Well, Lynn wrote me immediately that her agent had passed away. Would I be her, represent her? Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey of the Children of Now books wrote me back and said, I want you. And so within about 5 days, I had 10 clients. And so I've been an agent now for 6 years. And I represent a lot of people. That website is dancingwordgroup.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see all the different people. Anybody you want to interview on your show, just let me know. Some great people I represent.
You shouldn't have told me that.
And no, I'm not writing any books.
Oh, come on. And now we got you, and I love it. And, you know, I got to warn you. You know, we also have, those of you who listened in, we were just so happy. We want to announce one of the newest people that just made it to the list of Supernatural UFO. And we did this special thing tonight. We got her on. She doesn't know it yet, but she's going to, even though she's psychic. We were officially let to know today that those who looked on the site, Aurora Rose has just made it. She was in the 35th position first year on Supernatural UFO magazine.
Wow.
Is one of the most popular and gifted psychics in the world. And we have her on Thursday nights here with my son, Ryan, who also is gifted. And was really teasing because he goes, I knew Aurora would get it because he's been sending all of his friends to vote for her, too. And we all were laughing. We're going to bring
her
on.
That's awesome.
It is, yes. And here you are, Aurora. We wanted to thank you and congratulations. And before we go on it, did you guys also know what the number two radio show in the world on Supernatural, the show that's most popular, is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith?
Yeah, of course. Isn't that
so
what we're supposed to say? Why, of course.
Yes. And Aurora?
Is Aurora there?
Aurora?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Aurora, where do you live?
I live in Litchfield, Kentucky, and I stood too close to my daughter when you put me on the air. I live in a very, very, very small town.
Yeah. It's hard to do your work in the South. I lived in North Carolina before I moved here.
I have to worry about being burned at the stake here. I'm serious. It's not bad.
Oh, yeah. I had a cross burned on my front yard when I was in Alabama.
Yeah, I figured if I didn't get burned at the stake, they would just settle for burning a cross in my yard. Either way, neither one sounded good, so I pretty much pretend to be like everybody else when I leave the house.
Oh, your energies are so fun. Michael's showing me fairies dancing across a meadow on Avalon. Is that a past life thing for you?
I think so, because I feel a very close affinity with the angels and with fairies. So,
Michael says, what, am I wrong? I'm showing you this for a reason.
Wow. And I've been trying to really get close to Michael here lately. So I'm hoping that I'm doing that right with him. You can talk to him better than I can.
He said all anybody has to do to draw in angels is just sit and concentrate on them. And actually, you know, the problem you're having with tapping Michael, as I call it, is because Ariel is actually your birth angel.
Oh.
So maybe you should start trying to connect with Ariel.
Well, I've been using Ariel and I've been using Gabriel most, but because of the need for protection lately, I've been trying to utilize Michael a little more because we've been dealing with some weird stuff.
Yeah, he says I'm there. He said go get yourself a St. Christopher medal and put it on a keychain or around your neck, and he's there.
Wow. Okay, I will definitely...
You're very strong, so, I mean, you know, set your intention.
Did you hear she was all modest?
He's also telling you that you need to bury, like, one-inch double-pointed crystals at each corner of your property, pointing up to the heavens and down into the planet. That will help a lot.
Okay. I will definitely
do the four corners.
That. Yeah, somebody else mentioned that to me before, and I just hadn't had the time. And
take the
that's
time.
Something else I got smacked in the head with recently is stop doing everything for everybody else, because if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anybody else.
Well, one of my clients has a great phrase. I don't know if you know who Michael Brill is. He's a numerologist. And he says, always the first law is do what you love, not to be loved.
Wow. Now, that's some advice I really need to take to heart. And I got, you know, I talked to somebody else who did some angel reading. She said something to me really profound that I've been trying to take to heart lately, and that's, you're not sent here to save anybody. You're only here to give them guidance. It's up to them whether or not they take your advice.
Well, Michael says, let's take that one step further. You can't save anybody.
No.
None of us can.
And I got to pay.
All you can do is teach people to do the work.
Yeah.
It's up to them. I've had clients that were extremely suicidal call me, and I'll say, hey, it's your choice. And they're like, well, what do you mean? You're supposed to try and save me. No. If you choose to leave the planet, you choose to leave the planet and pay the consequences of your actions. The only thing we have to do on this planet is be responsible ourselves for everything we say, think, and do.
Wow.
Everybody else is on their own to do the same thing.
That makes so much sense to me, and I really need to learn to apply that and realize it and accept it.
Yeah. Well, you know, can you swear on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, on ours we can. We're adult. You can on ours. We have me and Aurora.
So Michael, who swears all the time, says, the only thing you need to remember is you hold on to your own shit and give theirs back.
The little bit of direct communication I've had with Michael, he is a smartass.
Thank you.
Really smart.
Yeah, very rare. I mean, I get called on this a lot by psychics and have for 20 years. Oh, you're not talking to Michael. He would never talk like that. And it's like,
Yes. I've heard that one too. Oh, Michael's so loving. And he's, okay, Michael can be, but he will also set your ass straight too.
Well, he's standing here right now with his wings out and sword in the air saying, do they forget what my earth job used to be?
That's good. I love it. Deborah, Aurora, we got to keep you caught up. She is the spokesman for Lynn Andrews, and she's put five of Lynn Andrews' books in our basket. So each of the baskets will have a book by the newest, latest book by Lynn Andrews is what Deborah donated for our Christmas basket. So we're going to have the five and give them out. And it's just been everybody putting in it. Remember to send your emails in. We love your input. We had some other questions that Aurora needs to be put in the directory. And I will never forgive them if they don't. This was sent to us from Texas. We have another one down. I wait breathlessly by the phone each time. The gentleman who got the free reading by Aurora knew that I wanted it. I hope he's happy. These are the people that love Aurora, and I got to tease Aurora. Now I'm going to tell the truth right over the radio. When I'm having one of those days, and some days I do, like when I'm calling the publishers, the editors, and want my book, I will go and read some of these, because one of them, we had a big tease, and we teased Aurora. One of them wrote on here, I know you're married, Jethro. Psyche Jethro teases me about you being married to a big man. Just because he's afraid, I'm not. I may not be big, but I can really run. So these are the things that I read. And Aurora, I love you dearly. You know your family. We are like a white brother sisterhood here with our spiritual. But I just love those.
I'm really not that attractive.
We were teasing you about, we have all of us laugh about our psychicsgonewild.com, and we've had the most fun with, you know, the one gentleman wrote another one of our psychics and sent it. She was, remember, I sent it to you email because the gentleman was like, I wait breathlessly every day for this to happen. I go, Aurora, I don't know what you're doing with your southern charm, but keep doing it. We used to have just me on here, and they were like, Psyche Jethro likes to eat a lot. He's kind of silly, but when you came, you brought us the pizzazz. You brought in this turned this whole to a new level, and
I'm
just love those.
Now.
You should. congratulations on being in with the directory. I know last year everybody, we and Aurora worked together on Living in the Psychic Realm, and I got in, and we, you know, the funny thing was in the world, and everybody was all teasing me, and I'm like, well, like, you know, Deborah just said, we've been practicing for so many years, you're like, well, okay, now I'm on the directory, I guess it's a step. I just assumed, and when we found out that Aurora wasn't, I think that's what we did is last year we put it on the radio, what about Aurora? You know, we were all like, of course she's in there. And we did start a trend. I have heard from other people now that, you know, it did a whole new realm of, please, Jethro, watch your mouth. So now we're going to just say thank you. We're all glad. We do know that we've been working on this in a very positive. Deborah, one of the things we are encouraging, and, you know, obviously you are one of our guests that we come in. We thank you. I will be doing that. Is I want to get the information again. I have another guest that's going to come on here in a minute that's a regular on Blog Talk. They want to know how to get to your website again and some of the people you speak for.
It's Readings by Deborah, and it's D-E-V as in Victor, R-A, readingsbydeborah.com, or you can go to shirleymclain.com and go under shopping and look for psychic readers. And there's also a link there to my website. And this was wonderful, and just as a going away saying here, because Aurora, you just brought so much energy to me that, and Jethro, I mean, I've just like charged. I could go run a marathon. I also am going to send you 5 books of the latest new book by Dr. Meg Blackburn, Lucy, called The Art of Living Out Loud for your basket. So you need to email me the mailing address so I can get those books to you.
I will do that. And thank you, Deborah. You are just a sweetheart. I'm so glad. And this was short notice. And all of you who know last night, we won't say the name, who stood me and Amy Kavanaugh up. So there. So
let's do this again sometime.
We will.
I'm so
thank
glad
you.
I got to meet you, Deborah. Thank you.
It was great to meet you. I'll let you guys move on to your next guest.
Thank
Love
you
and blessings.
You
thank too. You.
We're going to move right on here, and we're going in, and you guys heard that. See, this is what I want to thank. You know, all of us know with busy individuals and professionals, we had one of our strongest, best guests on representing people from all over. She's also been one of the favorites that we've had at Rhoda's. I've had a lot of other people complimenting. I had to announce this there. We've got me and Aurora on tonight. We're welcoming the last minutes of this. You guys who tuned in Wednesday knew that we were going to sneak in here with you on Saturday. I want to thank all of you, and those of you who haven't got your vote, we're running for this voting of popularity. We do really appreciate if you get a chance. It is at Peggy North is who you write attention to at newyorkgate@aol.com. Put in your top 25 popular psychics. You know, the people you like and the shows you like, you can put up to 25 choices. And we are just so excited when we heard the news that I'm not sure where we're going to land. I know that me and Aurora are in there. We're working real hard on it, and we will announce it when it comes out. They said we have until October 16th. I want to thank all of you. And Aurora, we have one of our friends and people on here that was writing something, and I'm going to have her tell us herself what she's going to add to our Christmas basket. Aurora started this Wednesday. She wanted a basket. Now she's going to have me want one. All these people are adding all of our stuff and all of our regulars for Psychics Gone Wild. Email us to get in that contest. Look at the books you guys are going to get. Look what you're going to win. It's for our people that send to us and they do the emails. The reader for this month who won a run of reading was Jan Drake Bakke. She won. She's also our poet. If you guys will look on Psychics Gone Wild, she's our featured poet. She's one of our regulars, one of our gifted people. I want you guys to read the poetry. Chef Ceci, we've got you here. Man, this is like the popular night rocking.
Yes, it is. You're talking about everybody's favorite subject. You're talking about dragons. You know, that's the thing right now, because people are opening up their minds to be able to see dragons and fairies and other things, and even giants have been discovered. I don't know if you heard the news about giant footprints that were studied over in Pakistan.
Wow. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to grab you and Aurora on your show with all the silly and you and your kids and the energy. Her daughter is a phenomenal singer. She gets on there. She sent an I went for your birthday, but I'm sure she'll sing on there, you guys. This show of Chef at Ceci's is so wound. I got off of there, and you know how I don't eat healthy. I'm the McDonald's kid. I'm the one running. You see me at the pork shop. I'm like, I see that sandwich. It's smiling at me. I got off of her show. I wanted to be healthy. I'm like, tofu is good for me. I must do. And I'm like, what did you do to me, Ceci? What did you do to me? And I was just so wowed. I think you should do you and Aurora on together. Aurora and this energy that she's
oh,
doing with her white energy.
That would be so good because I live in Kentucky and we, you know, I got lucky. I got a really good metabolism. I weigh 180 pounds and I'd probably weigh 250 if it wasn't for the fact that metabolism. You know, we eat like biscuits and gravy and fried chicken all the time, you know.
Aurora, you're so bad. Now tell her what you told me about the pig and the chickens, that they're related, that they're hybriding them or something.
Yes, the pigs are hybrids. They were hybriding them since the 18 to 1700s and even before, like in Egyptian time. They were taking that African rat that is over there that eats everything, and they did the dog and they made them come together because they were eating up the corpse and the body that were dying, and they wanted them to eat up the rubbish and feces and everything. And they were trained to eat everything.
Yeah, my favorite animal.
Now, she's got me. I go and pet the Rumpros at Safeway's going, you poor baby. Mommy and Daddy were brother and sister. It's really horrible. Look what you've done to me, Ceci.
I lived with a Jewish man for a while, and I gave up pork to be with him, and I used to have these fantasies about sitting at a table with ham and bacon and sausage everywhere.
Replacement is very easy. I'm telling you, you can. I think anybody can do it. You can. Trust me. Trust me. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna have to hook you on email, and you're gonna have to tell me how to eat better.
Oh, I can do that. That's...
I need to lose a good 40 pounds off my gut. Really, I look like I'm sick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, you do not.
I do too. I really do. Maybe not 6 months. More like four, but still.
She makes copy directory. She gets in, and now she's worried about this 40 pounds she came up with. It's probably you were carrying that luggage from the last client that was all whiny that you were carrying last time we did the show. We had a lady who I thought we were going to have to lay her in a bassinet. And here's this mom. You know, Aurora is a mom of four. We can all tell the truth here. She's babying her, wiping her lips and doing her eyebrows and everything else. And I'm like, stop, Aurora. She's biting and pinching and everything, kicking people in the audience. And here's Aurora. You cute little baby. You know, yes, you do. You do like to stab brother in the eye with a pencil. I'm like, stop, Aurora. You're being nice to her. That's where the 40 pounds came from.
Probably. I could be mean, but I also am like, you know what? Dumping hot coals on people's head by niceness can sometimes help you. It's part of the charm.
Oh, this is so good. Ceci, tell us a little bit of what's coming up on your show. We always promote you. We're glad you called in. And, you know, I know you had announced something on the IM. I didn't get a chance to ask you. We're raking it in. Did you notice this? Our gift baskets are going to be, it's going to cost me a Chevy to haul these to everyone. You're in your mail. It'll be there as soon as Santa gets over his hernia. So hold on, guys, but it's coming.
I said that I would offer, my book is called It's Vegan and It Tastes Good. And as we know that I'm working on two different books, one, as I was telling you in an email, that is coming out in November around Thanksgiving. One is Chef Ceci Food Alchemist Recipes, and then Food Alchemy at Its Greatest Cookbook. I haven't even begun to do the other third book. My minister told me that I need to write, and that's One Tornado at a Time. So I haven't did that quite yet. So that's what I will be offering in November, and we're hitting for Thanksgiving so people can buy that during Christmas time to have it out there. So you're basically the second person to know what's coming out. No, you're really the first because I haven't told people a date.
Yay, we rock. We are special. I told everybody I was lovable. See, now it's proof. It's on the radio. It is like everybody. That is very good. Thank you. That is very good.
No problem. So we'll be offering that for you, given it's vegan and it tastes good, and it has recipes and explain about vegan and vegan raw. So it has also vegan recipes, and it also has raw vegan recipes. This is, from my understanding, no one's ever did a book like I just did. And it's a cute little book, and I have a person by the name of Ann Purrier that I used to go to a church in Logos that studied under ARE, under Edgar Cayce, that wrote some things for me, recommendation, and a lady that I had, Happy High Herbs, she wrote a recommendation for me as well as herbalist. that worked in the store. So that's pretty cool. So, and you want to be, guess what? I got my products in Viva La Vegan Grocery Store out here in Arizona. I have, oh, California. My child is listening to me. So my food will be in products. I mean, my product will be in stores now. So that is what we're working for. So I'm excited. So that's what's going on, and I always have a show every day. And I wanted to get Aura, and I wanted to get you, and I wanted to get Amy back on my show. Well, I wanted to get you back on my show, but I wanted you two to come too, Amy as well. I would like to have her on my show, both of you guys.
Oh,
well, can you email me? Because, like, you've got a lot of stuff I'm interested in, number one. I'm, like, jealous that these other people are going to get this basket and I'm not.
We don't got Aurora.
Yeah, well, I do. I need to lose this 40 pounds, dude. It's bad. but you are, like, really cool, Sissy. I'm like, I think I could learn a lot from you. Could you email me at auroropsychic@gmail.com? It's my main email address, and I'm usually really fast at answering emails.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Because you're Psychic Going Wild Network. That's, you're in the directory.
I'm
nosy. Don't you know by now?
And I've been doing my job. See, I told you. And I said, you know, when we were talking last year, I said, they threw us around. We got flipped in a directory. They forgot where to put my napkin. And I said, this year, I'm going to be on the main table. I'm going to be right here. And we and Aurora are going to be having steak at their expense. And I do not care what they say. We are doing it. And what I love that's been happening is everybody that we know have been, you know, Chef Sessie, you're one of our fans. We're one of yours. We just compliment. The night that I was on as the birthday present and a friend and guest, I never got to see so many people in Blog Talk. Chef Sessie has more friends on this radio show than the law allows. There's people coming in. I wouldn't even know they had shows, and they're telling me how much they love me because Chef Sessie liked me. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I'm the psychic here. Let me see. And then I got on, and I had people, I got right me. They're like, this is really great, and Aurora does. And I go, what about Aurora? We know Aurora. And I'm like, yes. And I knew then, I thought, Aurora, we've got secret fans. Sessie, I may be the man marketing. Sessie's out there eating, talking, and explaining to these people. She is not shy.
Well, because I'm on a couple of people's shows. I'm on Chris Curia Time. I started off with Lizzie and Hazel, and I just called in for a reading. And that was, you know, after I talked to you, because I couldn't catch you all the time. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go on Almost Heaven. And I went in and found Almost Heaven. And I just happened, and then all of a sudden people actually like what I said. And I was like, okay, I came out here, and I assume everybody is doing what I'm doing. Everybody knows about herbs and combinations and food and the DNA coding. And when you mix this together and you do Reiki, that you actually change the molecular level of people and the coding just by energizing it with the crystals and the herbs. I said, everybody knows that. And the guy at the store,
I knew a little bit, but not that much. So that's why I'm like, dude, I've got to get that book. Because I'm so into the, you know, that kind of thing. And man, you started talking about this, and I'm like, she really has a book like that?
Yeah, that's the book that's coming out, because I'm showing people how to make kava brownies, valerian brownies. That's in the Food Alchemy at its greatest, and they're gluten-free and they're sugar-free. That is the main point.
Oh, my God. Brownies that would put me to sleep, you mean no more diphenhydramine to sleep? That would be
correct.
So awesome.
Yes, and they're basically very potent, and also takes away, the kava takes away the pain. The guy was so interested, he had his girlfriend that had chronic pain that sat down within 20 minutes of eating just about 3 bites. Her mouth went numb, and she started feeling the pain started going away, and she had a throat was sore. She said within 5 seconds her throat was like this gone. So,
oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, you're going to, if you want, you can always order them from Viva La Vegan, or people can go to my website, because I'm going to be marketing them in the kitchen. And I also made a connection. I did go to Conscious Living Life Expo, Jethro. It was very interesting. I met someone very colorful. His name is Dr. James Capers. You would love him. He just comes and he lights up the room. He just has so much energy, and it's like, whoa. Now, listen to this. To get a reading with him is $3,000 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't stutter. $3,000, not $1,000. $3,000 per hour. And I got 20, 30 minutes for him to do on the show for me for free, which shocked
man,
me.
I'm charging way too little. I'm like $45 an hour tops. And nobody writes me, though. I've got, like, all these fans on the show, yet nobody writes me for reading. I think they think I'm way more expensive than I actually am or something.
You know, you and, like, this, they have psychic magazines and stuff. And you were at a psych fair, too. How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. I got to meet Chip Coffee.
See?
It was so cool. Yes, it was. And I got to meet the Booth Brothers. They did, like, Children of the Grave and Spooked and a bunch of other, like, really cool documentaries that I fell in love with. And I got to meet, like, Derek Mears, who plays Jason in several movies, you know, the Friday the 13th movies, and Lisa Marie, who was, like, in a lot of stuff. And she was telling me how cute I looked, and that, and she's like, oh, but I need to lose some weight before I can wear a costume like that. I'm like, lady, I weigh 180 pounds, and you weigh, what, like a 105? She's like, oh, you don't look big to me. I just have to do this because I'm on camera. She said, trust me, if I could get away with it, I'd be your size. You look adorable. And I'm like, oh, my God. Did this woman who's an actress just tell me I was cute when I looked like fairy who had way too much cupcakes?
No, it's your inner light shines. You're beautiful inside and out, and that compliments you. When you have a beautiful white light within yourself and you're being consciously aware, your light shines brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's what they see. They don't see the flaws that you see. They see the only inner beauty that shines out, and that's what you radiate, beautiful inner beauty as well as outside. So we are the hardest critics. We got to stop being so hard and start giving ourselves loving.
That's true. I tell people, you know, it's funny. I just wrote a blog about that, that I don't practice what I preach. I'm telling people all the time, what are you talking about? You look great. And they're like, oh, but I got this and I got that. And I'm like, nobody else sees that. You see that when you look in the mirror, but I don't see that. But I can't take my own advice. I don't know why.
Because someone
I'm
had to tell you. Someone had to tell you. That's all. It's everybody. You know, there was I criticize myself because I tell people I'm not a psychic. I do some spiritual things. I don't know how I do them. I don't know why I do them, just to help people. But I'm not a psychic. I just able to read certain people and able to tune in certain times. And I'm able to do herbs. Like, I can tell somebody the herbs they need just by looking at them, and I'll go and make that, or just like baths. I'll know what baths and go. My girlfriend was talking about it last night on the radio, how I'll go in and I'll start messing with herbs, and she can feel the whole energy in the room change, and it'll shift, and you can feel the energy. It gets hot. Well, it's always hot.
I am, like, really into herbs. Could you teach me some of this?
Sure. I love that. I have that on my show in archives. We talk about herbs all the time. We also talk about color vibrations. And we talked about yellow vibration, the color for psychology of colors and what it radiates. That yellow has 489.7 trillion frequency per minute, the vibration. And that's with the color yellow. So these
and that, believe it or not, I'm really into the color thing because I painted my living room yellow to perk me up.
Awesome. Awesome. What did you say?
And my bedroom's painted blue.
Okay, mellowing color.
It's almost like a periwinkle blue. It's really cool.
Yes, cool color. It's cool for foundation. There's different. See, this is all the stuff that I talk about, and I want everybody to have it, especially with the sound vibration. Even colors, archangels have stones that are associated with it. They also have vibrations, and they have different notes for different healing for people. It's a vibration that goes different notes. A is the sound of music. I'm going to have to get that and play that on my radio.
Sure, the sound of music. I'm so glad you had her on. She is amazing.
I'm so glad you came on and we got you on to announce you're being qualified and in the psychic directory. I'm so glad you guys came on. We've got 2 minutes left. We have Kareen still in here with us. It's us doing the last of it. I want to make an announce to Chef Ceci. Please tell all of our friends that we have had an adjustment to let them know that our schedule only includes we have Sundays off. We have Monday with Kelly, Tuesdays with Pamela Cummings, Wednesdays with Aurora Rose, and we have, I just messed that up, we have Amy Kavanaugh, we have Psychic Jethro, and right now we are currently adding all these new guests and some other individuals into it. Psychic Ryan is on here, and that's really who we've got. So, Ceci, you please keep telling people about us. I'll keep telling people about you. Aurora,
sure.
I'm sure, will be on. Kareen, we love you dearly. Don't be too bad in Maine, and if you do, if you push anybody else off the phone again, we will have to laugh.
And actually, it's PA. I hate to correct you again. I'm so sorry.
I want you to be a Maine because I'm sorry. I just keep trying to stick her there. I did. That's who I forgot. And I did take her apart, Frankenstein Night. That's who was on, if those of you who kept track. Wednesday night is our wonderful Dina Flanagan in Maine. That's who I keep doing Maine for. She's going to take me apart like Frankenstein. We had the Maine spot. We did not find the funny bone, but we... that if Jethro crops your head, you are allowed to tease him until he excessively stops cropping your head on the show. So we were going to do that. Please tune in. And those are there. We are looking, and I'm putting this out to the universe, for two more males to add to the Psychics Gone Wild to complement our leading ladies. We have very strong psychics. Aurora and Amy Kavanaugh are one of our top strongest ones. We also have Pamela Cummings, the best American psychic. We did know that... we'll be adding and continually going through it. We have put out some really good feelers. We have some surprise guests from before. Those of you who know, we had Deborah Lynn Katz on. We've had Patty Negree. We've had other friends of mine and yours to come on. We will continually be Psychics Gone Wild here at 773-897-6461. Tune in next week, Saturday. Surprises again. Mr. I Stood You Up will find us because me and Amy are going to psychically hound him back in, and we will have that back on. And for those of you who didn't know, we have more guests coming. Tune in and see who comes on next. One of the great things
Thanks,
we've been
asking. Everybody proposed me. Yay, yes.
Aurora. You guys know it. We all love her. She's in Kentucky. She's one of our phenomenal people. And from the people who used to listen to her on her own show, we all love her. And we welcome everyone. Blessings until the next time we meet.
All right.